Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to introduce you. And once again, to an original founding member of our Brain Trust, Ken Grombach is back. Kenneth W. Grombach is the author of The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. He has been talking to us about demographics all these years now, more than 14 years, and he's here with more of that. And welcome back, Ken.
Good to be here, always.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Ken, one of the most interesting indicators of the economy and demographics is housing.
Correct.
As one of my old mentors used to say, everybody's got to have some place to spend the night, to sleep, to put their stuff, right? And
exactly.
So housing, whether it be in single family or multifamily, a residence of some kind, that industry has an interesting connection with demographics and the economy, doesn't it?
Well, 2008 proved that. 2008, we discovered that we had about 8 or 9 million bad mortgages, and that brought the housing market down. And unfortunately, those bad mortgages were supposed to turn into modifications and mediations, but the lion's share of them turned into foreclosures.
Yeah.
That flooded the market, and we have no housing market because there's so many houses on the market.
I don't know about today. I don't know where they are now, but 2 to 3 years ago, Florida was said to have had 10 years of inventory, of housing inventory.
Yeah, well, clearly that's what people were saying. It's even worse in states like Arizona and Nevada.
Nevada, especially Las Vegas.
Yeah, unbelievable. But here's what's happening, I coined this housing's perfect storm, and then the Wall Street Journal picked it up.
Did they steal that from you?
Well, yeah, they did steal that from me because I put it on my blog, and then like 2-3 weeks later, everybody's calling.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening, Jim. One, the foreclosures are being taken off the market. They're being taken off the market by the attorneys general in the states, and who are forcing the big banks to mediate. Once that
you're not saying the foreclosed homes. You're saying the foreclosed process are being disrupted.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Well,
the people are staying in their homes till they get this worked out. Then
that's what the mandate is, and what the mandate has always been from the federal government, is that to the big banks, when they sold the mortgages to the big banks at a discount, is keep the people in their home.
Right.
Work it. Only foreclose when you have to.
Right.
So the net is they've mostly foreclosed for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mandate is mediate. What that does is it takes the foreclosures off the market. Now, consider this, Jim, because there's other parts to this. Generation Y, born 1985 to 2004, is currently 8 years old to 27 years old.
Right.
The average age we get married in the United States is between 26 and 30.
Yeah, which is up from where it was when you and I were kids.
Exactly.
Considerably.
Get married later. Yeah. So what's going to happen is these kids are going to need a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Two, I don't know whether you're aware of this or not, but according to the 2010 census, there were more Asian immigrants pouring into this country, 430,000, compared to Latinos at 380,000.
Huh.
So they actually outnumbered the Latinos.
And you're talking about, obviously, you're talking about legal immigrants.
Of course.
Yeah,
the net of that is, take a look at Vancouver if you want to understand what the Asians are going to do to the rest of our country. You also have boomers' pent-up demand. Boomers are going to be retiring I mean, literally.
When
by
you
the
say
millions.
What they're going to do, you're talking about with regard to housing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
As soon as equity returns to their home and they're able to sell it,
yeah.
get a little bit of money, they're going to retire, leave their jobs, and leave wherever they are in the Northeast by the millions. So that's going to ease
you're saying
up the job market.
Boomers are going to do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's what according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, our behavior is very, very predictable. Once once we get into the mid-60s, I mean, you start itching to retire. You really do want to retire. But right now, boomers can't because they don't have any equity in their homes.
That's right. They're probably upside down. They have some other issues, maybe with retirement, with their stock portfolio, or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. But that's correcting as we speak.
But you're saying as housing prices recover over the next 3 to 4 years, that's going to change. Hold on to that thought, Kim. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Kim Grombach. His book is called The Age Curve. Stay with us. So I don't have
to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.